Welcome to TerraCast, guaranteed to be the worst podcast on the internet or your Bitcoin's back. On the first episode of TerraCast, we have Gorilla Jake.
You should come inside the box.
And Fancy Keeler.
A strong and fearless fighter. He also knows quite a bit about the mechanics of comedy.
Talking about pre-E3 shit.
Alright, so welcome to episode one of our podcast.
Yes.
I'm Jake, this is Keeler.
I'm Keeler.
And we're just going to be talking about, you know, stupid dumb stuff that no one cares about.
Video games.
Video games mostly, because
that's pretty much what we like. Video games and movies and maybe comic books, but probably not comic books today.
Probably not comic books or movies today.
Well, we're talking a little bit. No, we're not talking about movies. We're talking about TV shows. That's what it was.
Mostly.
My background is I am a stand-up comic in the Bay Area, and I love video games and movies and television and all sorts of artsy-fartsy media.
I spent the last 10 years trolling people on the internet, so this is going to be fun.
Yeah,
he's
basically going to troll me a whole bunch in this little podcast. Our hopes for this podcast are maybe I'll have a couple of friends come on, maybe comics. We might have, because I have comic friends who love video games and movies and media and stuff like that. And it'll be fun. We'll talk about whatever, video games, whatever the listeners want, you know.
For this episode, I think we're going to talk about games we've played recently.
Yeah, games we played recently.
State of Decay.
I played State of Decay. I played a whole bunch of it, which is, if you don't know what it is, it's an arcade game for the Xbox 360, and it's also coming out on the PC, which is unannounced. They're transferring it over to the PC, and it hasn't been announced yet, so.
I played a...
What have you been playing lately?
I played that, DC fighting game over at your house.
Ah, yes. DC, Injustice.
Yeah, I've been keeping up with Injustice. I've been playing it, I play at the game store, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I'm not around here, I'm around there.
That's awesome. I've also been playing Grand Theft Auto 4.
We can talk about, we should talk about the DLC, how it's just better.
I don't have the DLC for it.
Get the DLC, it's just fucking better.
Yeah, you can parachute, apparently.
It's not just that, it's the whole design of the game is better.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Okay, you spend the first, 8 hours of Grand Theft Auto 4 learning the basics.
Yeah, you do.
On how to call people, how to shoot your gun. You do not shoot. Obviously.
The first 2 hours of the game, you don't even shoot a gun.
Obviously, it's Grand Theft Auto, so as soon as you boot up the game, you can get out your cell phone and call in a tank and start wrecking shit.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
But
if you're actually going to play the game.
If you're actually playing the game, and.
Which is what I like to do.
It's fun to legitimately play the game after dicking around forever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to do that, it's just going to take fucking forever.
Yeah.
But in the DLCs, it's different. Like, in Lost and Damned, you immediately are on a bike with a sawed-off shotgun, fucking people up. And
yeah.
It just never lets down.
Yeah.
But it keeps letting you hang out with your biker buddies if you still want to.
Mm-hmm.
It just assumes that you know how to pick out your phone and call your biker buddies. It's there. It just doesn't force you to go through that.
I've also been playing a lot of Borderlands 2, which I know you're not a huge fan of.
I like Borderlands 1.
Yeah.
Borderlands 2 was okay.
Yeah.
It was the best.
I'm playing some of the DLCs, and DLCs are pretty fun, and I'm trying to level up my character, but I took a little break from it for State of Decay, because I've been so pumped about that game.
What were the DLCs before the stupid D&D thing?
The D&D thing comes out on, I believe, the 27th or the 29th, don't quote me on that, June of 2013, and, The thing before it is there's like a pirate one, which I really like because I love pirates for some reason. I have a weird pirate fetish thing. And then there was this one where you're in like a battle arena and Torx thing. It's really cool. And then there's like a big game like hunt where you hunt like alien, you know, animals and stuff. And I think that's pretty much it. I don't think I'm forgetting another one.
Yeah, I saw Torque in the preview for the D&D one.
He's pretty funny.
Not really.
I think
he just yells.
Funny.
He just yells.
But yeah, he talks about
yelling. It's
humorous yelling though.
Not really.
I thought it was humorous.
I didn't like Torque.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know he's a fan favorite, though.
He is a fan favorite.
I mean, good for them for putting him back in.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
agree with that decision, but
yeah, that's
to me, he's
smart.
Just a guy who yells, and he's just acting nonsense. He's just lowest base, really simple, like, oh, I'm a silly character, look how silly I'm.
Well, one thing he does is what's really funny is he basically tells the narrative of the story, like, explicitly. Like, he tells exactly, he's like, go talk to this guy, or right, he's going right. to betray you.
We're going to talk about E3.
Awesome.
And we're not going to talk about Game of Thrones, because, you know, spoilers, but you've obviously already been spoiled on, I mean, who has it? Who hasn't been spoiled on Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I was spoiled on it, like, I was about to watch it, like, it had only been out for, like, an hour, and I went on IGN, and they were like, oh my gosh, what happened on Game of Thrones? And I was like, oh no, something's gonna happen on Game of Thrones.
Media fucking blackout.
Yep.
If you don't want to get spoiled, media fucking blackout.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Anywho. Let's talk about State of Decay.
State of Decay is so if you don't know what State of Decay is, it's
it's My Little King story with zombies.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that means, but...
There was this Wii game way back in the day where, it changed the formula where you weren't, an RPG guy running around fighting monsters, you were the king giving out the quests.
I see.
And from what I can tell, this game is exactly like that, but instead of being the king, you're also the guy running around. So you're basically everybody.
Yeah, you're
the guy giving out the quests, you're the guy building the towns, and you're the guy going out and killing zombies.
Yeah, so I beat the game, and I'm actually about to do my second playthrough, because there's an achievement for it for Xbox 360 of having 15 survivors in your camp, and I stopped playing, I think, yesterday, because I got really upset, because I lost a survivor, and I'm not sure how many survivors you get total. It might be 15, so if I lost that one survivor, I might be screwed for the achievement.
Let's go over the basics.
The basics of the game is you're managing a outpost or a base of survivors who are surviving the zombie apocalypse. And you get to switch throughout your characters, and you go on like supply runs. It's basically like the Walking Dead comic book, but you're actually like playing it. Now there's not since it is an Xbox Arcade game, it's not super like amazing.
It's but ugly as shit.
It is terrible looking. It does not look good.
In every conceivable way, too. Like, the textures are blurry everywhere. They really are. It's buggy. It kind of looks
not constantly, but...
Okay, it's not as bad as Skyrim.
I play about 15 hours, and I think I got trapped once. So it's not
Skyrim bad, but it's still pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but it's like Xbox, the first Xbox, like, graphics.
Yeah, which is a shame, because you see a lot of indie games, like Journey.
Yeah.
Journey was fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
That was one of the best-looking games I've ever seen in.
But here's the thing, the reason why, my opinion, is they spent more time into, like, the game mechanics of the game.
Which is a Skinner box.
Which is, yeah.
It's a Skinner box.
Explain to me what that is.
Okay, so Skinner box is a old experiment where this guy named Skinner put a block of cheese in a bun. And every single time a rat would press the button, he'd get a thing of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the rat would only press the button every once in a while. He wouldn't be conditioned to press the button that much because he knew he would get the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But Skinner developed this machine where randomly, every single time he pressed the button, he would get a piece of cheese. And what happened was that the rat would come to the button and he'd press it constantly. Even when he got cheese, he'd keep pressing the button. And so the gameplay is a whole lot like that. Like, where you're constantly waiting for that new cool thing to happen, and when you get it, you're like, okay, cool, new stuff I can get. I want more cool new stuff. I just have to go and walk over here. No, I don't got any cool new stuff. Oh, but maybe there's something here. Oh, I got a call from the base. Oh, cool new stuff. But you don't really... There's no content. You're not really doing anything outside of managing what stats... Which is cool. I mean, it's basically an RPG.
Yeah, it's an RPG,
Manage your stats and shooting really, really bland zombies in really, really bland ways.
I disagree with that.
I've watched you play. And
okay, well, okay. See, but here's the thing: it's not super about like killing zombies.
No, it's not.
It's about rationing, building like a defense. It's about
building a fence. By the way, means putting points into like structures. Like you don't find it would be really cool if you could physically find objects around the world and use that to build, like, a fortress.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was fucking awesome. Like, you find a whole bunch of, like, barbed wire, you take that and you lay it across your structure. It doesn't work like that.
What I'm hoping for in this game is that, at least what I'm hoping for, since I've got a taste of this awesome thing that I really love, I'm hoping that they're going to do a second one.
Because yes, they are.
They are?
They're going to expand it. They're going to expand it into an MMORPG.
See, now that I'm not excited about.
So now you're going to be doing Skinner Box bullshit, but with other people. How it's intended to be.
See, I dislike that because I don't like online play. I don't play well with others.
You're afraid of competition.
No, it's not that. It's just like when I play video games, it's like my zen time. It's like my time to just relax and like blow off some steam, and I don't need some 14-year-old. Trolling on me, like calling me a faggot and stuff. I just don't need that.
See, that's the problem. You're on Xbox. That's the problem.
That's true.
Like, for me, I have my group of friends that play Street Fighter, and we play against each other, and we'll talk shit, but we'll have fun. I have a pub group on TF2, where we'll play, I'll be medic. I mean, I'm probably the worst person on the team, but we still have fun. I play Counter-Strike, and yeah, the Counter-Strike community isn't that great, but it's still fun to test my skills against, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
I play Tribes, and everyone just spams, Shazbot, Shazbot, Shazbot. It's fun. So, I think it's about what communities you get into.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're getting off topic. Let's talk about State of Decay.
Okay, yeah. So, that's something that's really cool about it. You find food, you find ammo, you find supplies for your camp, you find medicine, and then there's these special type of zombies, which I always have. I think I mentioned this to you, and you think it's the stupidest thing in the world. Let me explain. I don't like special type zombies because they don't make sense to me.
Well, zombies in okay.
They
I have to interject.
I know you do.
Zombies in general don't make sense.
That's true.
You have to suspend your disbelief in shooting. Like, one of the big problems I had with Dead Rising is that while it was fun to find new inventive ways to kill zombies,
mm-hmm.
the only real fun was fighting the bosses, the human bosses, because the zombies themselves never got any more interesting. They were just zombies. They were never...
That's true, I guess.
It was just their massed horde numbers, and you just fight more and more zombies. And once you learn how to punch your gut through a zombie and then do a flash kick and pile driver on him, it was fucking over. They were just not a danger.
Okay, but is there stamina in that game?
Can you just swing? You can run. You can keep swinging forever.
Okay. See, here's the thing. Well, the State of Decay adds stamina to the game, so you get tired after swinging around a bit, which I think makes fighting zombies a little bit more of a challenge.
Yeah, like Dark Souls did that.
Yeah. Well, because if you start to get swarmed by zombies, it makes fighting zombies a lot more challenging.
But you never get swarmed by zombies in that game.
Oh yes, you do.
Bullshit.
Oh, yes, you do.
Not like Dead Rising, and not like Left 4 Dead. There is about, I'd say at most, 15 zombies at screen at one time. And
yeah,
your tools to take out individual zombies, sure, fine. But as soon as you found, like, a good shotgun, or you found a good M16...
Which has very limited ammo.
Very limited ammo. It's kind of like old Resident Evil,
and
each zombie is an actual threat.
The shooting, like, not well. Like, well, I feel like it's more of a conscious decision. Like, it's because it's not like Grand Theft Auto where you just
it's hold like Resident
left. Evil. Yeah, it's like Resident Evil where you like point the gun and you try to aim at them, and that makes it much more challenging because you can miss. You have more chances of missing. And oh, that was weird. So you have more chances of missing. So you can like you have to do headshots on them.
Yeah, you have to shoot the zombie in the head.
You can't, like, shoot their arms and then they die, so it makes it much more challenging because you can miss their head easily.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to special zombies.
Back to special zombies.
What I'm saying is the big zombie herds are more challenging than you would expect because of stamina, and shooting guns is always useful. And when you shoot guns, it draws more zombies.
I feel like the special zombies are kind of bland, though. Like, there's the Screamer.
Mm-hmm. Screamer.
Which is exactly the same fucking enemy type from Killing Floor, except way less cooler.
It's basically a zombie that doesn't have arms, and it like it will scream and it will attract more zombies, and it will also like stun you for like 2 or 3 seconds.
So the screamer from Killing. So this.
I haven't played Killing Floor.
You gotta play Killing Floor.
I want to play it, but can we play it after this? We can
play it after this.
Okay. And then the other one was is a feral zombie. And those are, like, they're basically, like, hunters from...
Yeah, they're just hunters.
They're just basically hunters.
They're just less
cool. I don't know about that.
The hunter in Left 4 Dead was cool.
He has a hood.
He has the hoodie, but he goes, rah, rah, and he jumps all the... Have you ever played Hunter in Left 4 Dead?
I have.
It's fun, right?
It is fun.
It's fun, but in this game, they kind of just run at you. It's like,
They... Shotgun. No.
They kind of just run at you.
They run at you, and they jump on you, and they just start smacking you.
Yeah,
and it gets really tough. And then the last one is, there's two more, actually. There's the armored, which is actually just a regular zombie that just takes a couple more hits to kill.
Like the armored zombies from Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah, they're just like,
They're just special, they're somewhat special infected.
Yeah, and then there's the, Juggernaut, which is the last one.
Which looks like
it looks like a giant boomer.
It looks like a boomer, but it doesn't play like a boomer. Less interesting. It's just a tank. It just absorbs a lot of bullets.
It absorbs so much bullets, and it will actually pick up your... I've lost so many like people to juggernauts.
That's the problem. You never die to them. I've died to them.
One time I was doing this. The reason why I lost my latest survivor was I was barricading a house down, right? Mm-hmm. And I got almost rid of all the zombies. And right at the and I got attacked by a juggernaut and a feral zombie at the same time, and I had no more health, and that fucker just took me down. The cool thing is when you die, it is brutal, and then it's also permadeath. So once you lose that character, and if you spent so much time on that character, you're done with that character.
I know it's permadeath, and that's cool.
That's nice.
I don't feel like there was a lot of I don't feel that there was a lot of tension in that game, though.
Oh, there's some tension in that
game. I mean, I guess I wasn't the one playing it, so...
Yeah, and it's not all the time. It's only when you, like, fuck up. When you make mistakes in that game, it's very, very tense. Like, this one time I was trying to... I was driving a car, and I drove it off a cliff, and I didn't really realize it. And the car flipped over, so then I had to go on foot, and I had no health, because I thought I was just dropping off ammo with this one guy, and there were zombies pretty much everywhere, and then I also...
Only 15.
Huh?
Only 15 of them.
No, there was a lot.
How many
but
zombies...
But I was trapped... No, 15, I... I was traveling a long distance, so that I had to walk, and my only weapon I had was about to break, and it broke the weapon, so I had to maneuver around these zombies, trying to... And it was a character that I was trying not to lose, and so, like... I had to maneuver, find ways to sneak around these zombies without dying. It was very difficult.
Yeah, there's stealth, and that's kind of cool, how there's actually stealth in the game. But the main problem I have with the game is that zombies will get caught behind architecture sometimes. Yeah. I mean, they're not...
Like I said, it's not really a perfect game, but...
And they can't climb ladders.
Yeah, they can't climb ladders.
It's one of the cool things, and I know I'm going back to Left 4 Dead for this, but this is just a comparison... You think you're safe in a high place. You think, okay, they can't get up here. I'm just going to abuse this. And the same thing in Dead Rising. In Dead Rising, they can't climb ladders. Mm. And so you can get to a high place in Dead Rising, but they'll swarm you. You'll just be a sea of zombies around you. But it's not a real big threat because you're fucking Frank West. But the point is that there's only 15 zombies. You're in a place that's really safe. So the tension's kind of lost.
There's more than 15 zombies.
There's more than 15. There's about 20.
Yeah. But that's a lot, though.
Compared to the hundreds!
But the thing is, the stamina really, really affects you, dude.
I know.
It makes it so much harder to take down zombies.
True, and, I mean, that doesn't make... That doesn't make Resident Evil any less of a game, because Resident Evil had, like, 3 zombies at one time.
Yeah,
It's just, I expect an open-world zombie game to be flooded with zombies, because it's an open-world zombie game. It's not, a closed... area where you'll see some staff people working on a lab experiment walking around. I expect to see an entire town flooded with zombies because that's a threat.
You have to remember it's not a huge town. There's only I think 3 town areas actually, and then a cabin by a woods where there's a bunch of campsites. But that's about it.
Yeah.
So there can't be too many zombies or else it becomes unbelievable.
Anyways, I mean, I gave the game a it's pretty okay. Out of perfect.
I think it's definitely worth checking out.
You'll
spend a lot of time. It comes up with some really cool ideas for zombie games that, like, a lot of zombie games haven't really gotten to doing yet.
You don't do a lot of management in zombie games. You just either kill zombies or you run away from zombies.
Yeah, and I really like the management aspect because I'm a big, like... I grew up playing Roller Coaster Tycoon, managing.
It's a lot.
I love managing stuff, so it was really fun for me.
You know what's another game that has zombies, but not like a whole bunch of zombies?
What?
Last of Us.
Ah, Last of Us. That game.
Last of Us is a fun. Last of Us looks pretty fun. Oh, here's my review. By the way, here's my review of State of Decay. It's a pretty fun game if you don't own a PS3. You aren't planning on getting a Last of Us.
Yeah, okay, so Last of Us... That game looks really cool. I'm very excited about it.
Naughty Dog's let me down in 3. I mean, 3 wasn't... I played all through 3, so, I mean, it held my attention.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely a step back from 2.
Because I'm an Xbox 360. I'm a Microsoft guy, kind of. And
I'm
a total
everything. So.
Yeah, he's more rounded than I am. And I have always wanted to play the Uncharted series, but I just never have gotten to it.
And it's fun. Like, I mean, they took the Tomb Raider concept.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when gameplay, they took the running, jumping, puzzle solving.
Yeah.
And then they added this layer of polish and just like, oh, that's so fucking pretty.
Yeah.
And it the way where you walk into a room and the cutscene will start from where you walked into the room. So gameplay and cutscenes kind of merge with each other pretty well. And, I mean, the cutscenes are really fun to watch. The characters are well-rounded. I mean, I like the Uncharted characters because, I mean, sure, okay, Nathan Drake was kind of like a thief with a heart of gold. And
mm-hmm.
That's not anything really Not anything truly original. I mean, I'm not going to make the comparison to Firefly because that's been done a million times before. We got to watch Firefly, by the way.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
We fucking do.
Oh, man.
Last of Us. Sorry. When I first heard of that game, I was so excited and then immediately saddened by finding out that it was only PS3. I was like,
There's a little gif of somebody, the main character in the game, and he has Sony, or PS3, like, shoved onto his face.
Uh-huh.
And then he beats the guy with the butt of his shotgun, and the guy has, like, Xbox 360 on his face.
He's
crying, no, please don't! And then he just, like, shoots his face off.
Yeah.
It's great.
I actually, before I came over here, I actually watched IGN guys talk about Last of Us, and talking about how there is that thing where you're killing humans. It's supposed to be like terrifying. Like you're like this guy's like begging for his life.
Yeah.
Like don't kill me. Don't choke me. Don't stop. And he's like please. But you're just like bah, rah, rah. It's like whoa, that's scary.
That's what I kind of like because you know when you're kind of fighting, like when you're playing Call of Duty.
Better example for me is when you're playing Far Cry 3.
Right, when you're playing Far Cry 3...
And you're taking down hundreds of guys.
By the way, by the end of the game, it's ridiculous how there is an ending where you get to be a well-rounded and sensible person who is totally opposed to murder because you just spent the last fucking couple hours just brutalizing the entire island.
Yeah, you shove knives through people's backs.
Constantly.
Like, all... like they
flamethrow people.
That's most of the killing, is shoving knives into people.
And usually when people die, they go, I'm dead. And it's play. It's for fun. You're not supposed to be threatened or feel like...
No.
You're not supposed to feel guilt at all.
But then also, at the same time, you watch your character also go through this, like, I'm killing these people.
And you don't believe it for a second.
No.
Same thing with Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah.
Like, Nico, he totally regrets some of the, like, he says, like, I'm still a bad guy, and this is just what I do. But he obviously feels bad, and he doesn't want to kill people. And then, immediately, right after that mission, you're going around launching rocket launchers in the random, like, fucking crowds.
Yeah.
And doing sick fucking jumps off ramps and bullshit.
Nico Bellic would
You're not Nico Bellic.
Nico Bellic would be such a nice guy if he was just the cutscenes.
If it was just the cutscenes, yeah, but in... Yeah.
It would be the greatest guy ever if it were only for just.
That's one of the funny. Gameplay. That's one of the things. Like, I know we're supposed to be talking about Last of Us, but I just want to talk about Grand Theft Auto 4. It's funny because all the characters in all the games, as soon as you start, doing something kind of dickish, they yell out, "You fucking asshole! Learn how to drive." Or it's like, you should have stood in my way, or, like, they try to blame the people you're murdering right now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's just not my fault. Like, eh.
Which, from what I've seen of the new Grand Theft Auto, it kind of seems like they're trying something a little different, where these guys are like, they're already good, and now they're trying to be bad.
Yeah, do you
know what I mean? Like,
I know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's talk about Last of Us. So that's one of the reasons that appeals to me to Last of Us,
definitely.
Is that it... Like, there's significance to the combat. It's not just how fun it is to run around and shoot guys.
Yeah.
There actually might be, you know, a story it's trying to tell.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
I'm very excited. And the you're working... I'm hoping your relationship with your follower, I guess, is way better than the Bioshock Infinite one.
Well, she's with you constantly.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing. Like, the person who isn't Ellen Page... Miss not Ellen Page. Like, I what I've seen from her, she looks cute, and she does cute things.
Yeah.
And I like cute girls who do cute things, so, you know.
Wait, are you talking about the actress, or do you mean the...
I'm talking about the character.
Okay, character's 13 years old.
Yeah, so
okay.
She's a cute girl who does cute things.
Fair enough.
And I like that.
Alright, I'm just making sure everything's cool.
She has fun, you know. She likes video games. That's another plus.
Yeah, so... I'm really excited because I did not like Booker's relationship with whatever her name
was. Yeah, the whimsical.
It wasn't like the relationship itself was bad. It's just they didn't
spend enough time with her.
You didn't like get to like talk to her. I would have loved to have been able to talk to her and ask her how she's doing, or like ask her like what does she think of what's going on. Like, I would have loved some more dialogue that I could have illustrated with her.
One of the coolest parts that was hyped about Bioshock was the fact that you could see Big Tits just walk around. I forgot her name. I can't remember. Big Tits.
No, don't.
Call her Big Tits.
That's offensive.
Okay. Big Tits is walking around, and she's supposed to be looking at stuff and doing cool things, interacting with the environment, and she's supposed to have a really sophisticated AI. And in the game, it happens like in one area.
Yeah.
And then she goes away forever.
Yeah, she just kind of follows you and just, she gives you stuff.
Like, oh my god, like, that's what endeared me to her. If you're playing on 1990 mind mode, and she hands you, like, one rocket, just one ammo rocket, you're like, thank god! Oh, man, she's a fucking lifesaver. You kind of start to depend on her.
Yeah.
It's...
Which I didn't like, actually.
On the other modes, it's lame, because the game's already easy enough... And she'll do it all the time in the other modes. In 1990 mind mode, it'll be like every once in a while, and then she'll stop doing it.
Something I realized today when I was playing, I was just thinking about Bioshock Infinite. You know how you do the rails and things?
Yeah.
It's kind of like in Bioshock, where you're those guys that crawl on the ceilings and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's supposed to be a lot of, like, correlation between the two. And so that just, I was just kind of realized that there was that correlation between those two.
Anyways,
yeah,
Last of Us looks good. I'm not gonna call it like the best game ever. I'm not gonna call it out that because it's getting tens everywhere.
Yeah, it is.
It's everyone's calling it 10 out of 10, and that's what's making me skeptical that this is a perfect game. And from what I can tell, from just looking at it, I'm not so sure.
I'm
gonna play it. And I'm just gonna be like, okay.
Well, from what I. The guy that I was, like I said, I was listening to a Last of Us interview with IGN, the guy who actually, like, reviewed it and gave it a 10 out of 10, and he said, I'm not saying it's a perfect game.
That's what I hate.
I'm saying...
Then don't call it a perfect...
No, he didn't call it a perfect game.
Then don't make it 10 out of 10.
What he was saying was that he doesn't think there can be a better game.
Bullshit. Super Mario Galaxy was perfect. There was nothing wrong with Super Mario Galaxy.
Half-Life
2. There was nothing wrong with that game.
I can pick out things wrong with those
Super Mario
games.
Galaxy? Like what? Name one bad level in that fucking game. Every level was great. It was new stuff. There was, like, you have not platformed in that way. It was beautiful. The music was great.
Yeah, I guess.
It didn't say anything about the human condition, but fuck it, it's a video game.
It didn't have any themes or anything.
Other than how fun it is to jump on stuff, but who cares? It's Mario. It did exactly what it needed to do perfectly. It set out to make you feel good about jumping on things, and it did that.
I can't argue with I can't argue with you on that. But for me, it's, I think video games are more of a higher art form than that. And I know you're like, you're giving me that look. And I just think video games need to say something more now. Because,
I guess.
Because, but that's, because of, there's so much out there currently that you can go, I could go play, I could get in a full emotional experience from playing, let's say, The Last of Us, and then, like, I go over to play Super Mario Galaxy, and it's like, meh.
I agree with that entirely, it's, but what I'm saying is that even though that's what Last of Us strives for, I'm still skeptical that it reaches that perfection, that there is nothing wrong with the game.
No, I'm sure there's nothing.
And you, there, I mean, it does, you don't have to, it's a fallacy to say that a perfect movie or a perfect game or a game that just completely accomplishes what it sets out to do, because that in my mind is what perfect means, where you have this idea of what you want to do and it pans out perfectly.
Would you be okay if someone like gave it like a 9.5?
No, because that's fucking, I hate the 0.5. I hate grading systems
okay,
in
well,
general.
Well, okay, but
I mean, I have this problem with IGN, where they'll give something like a 9 or an 8.9,
yeah,
and they'll say, it was okay. Like, oh, that was alright.
Yeah, like, didn't they give the new Devil May Cry, like, a really high rating?
And it was like, oh, it's okay. It's like, 9.5, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking bullshit. And 9.5 is supposed to be a really, really good game. I'm like, I hate the 0.5, but just
no,
a 9. A 9 is acceptable for what I'm seeing. But we can't say anything yet. We can't say anything about Last of Us.
That's true, that's true, that's true.
What we can say is about how awful the upcoming E3 is going to be. So tear into that. So, let's start with Nintendo, who's actually not going to be at this E3.
Yep.
But for some reason, there's a picture of Iwata, Shiggy, and Reggie doing that same... They're in the exact same street. Like, remember last year where they all pose and they put their hands together?
I don't remember any
E3s.
There's
like a
billion.
Okay.
Well, the only thing I remember about any E3s is...
crushing disappointment.
No, is terrible kid actors going like, "Wee! Pets!" And like, and like using the Kinect and making it look like it's way better than it actually is.
Yeah.
That's all I really remember from E3s.
Yeah. But so they're in the building. Like, for some reason, they are there, but they're not holding a press conference there.
Mm-hmm.
So their strategy apparently is, and the reason why they're doing this is apparently Microsoft is trying to monopolize E3 for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
They're paying third-party developers to not show their games at PS4 conference.
Wow.
That's what they're doing.
Just trying to fuck them over, right?
They're trying to own E3. G4, because it's Microsoft and they have this media connection in America, they have this deal with G4 where they're going to show the Xbox conference,
mm-hmm,
and then they're going to play a movie when Sony conference is happening.
Wait, what?
Yeah, G4, they're going to play... I forgot what fucking movie is. It's like Cool Runnings or some bullshit.
That's a good movie.
That's worth it, actually. But it's not worth missing out on Sony conference.
Fair enough.
Or it's like Friday or something, I don't know.
Wait, but I thought G4 isn't even on anymore. Are they?
No, that was... No, the channel's still up.
Uh-huh.
The channel's still there, but like Attack of the Show isn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're dead.
Yeah. Right, I'm aware.
Kind of moved. Yeah. But yeah, G4 is still doing coverage, and if you're watching E3 through the G4 coverage, my heart goes out to the people who's ever taken care of you. You fucking retard.
Who's doing the coverage for it? Do you know?
Well, everyone's trying to cover E3.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a silly question.
That's fair. I meant on G4.
Adam Sessler's probably gonna be no. He got fired.
Yeah, he did.
It's gonna be Geoff Knightley. No, he works for Game Trailers. I don't know.
Fucking who knows?
Who knows? I don't know. I don't watch G4 because I'm not fucking retarded.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. What did you see the trailer for Thief?
We're talking about Nintendo right now.
I know, but I want to talk about Thief when we get
the chance.
We'll
talk about Thief later.
Because that,
and I'm a Thief fan. I like Metal Age.
You're right.
So we can talk about that. But let's talk more about the games we have seen, or I've seen, for Nintendo. Which is one of the big cool things is Wonderful 101, which looks like a cross between Pikmin and Beautiful Joe. and I love both of those games.
I do.
But I don't know. It's not a system seller.
What about Pikmin 3 or 2 or whatever it is?
It's Pikmin 3. Yeah, it looks good. It looks good. It looks like the GameCube Pikmin that I liked.
Yeah.
It's just Pikmin.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember Pikmin when I was a kid.
I don't know. Like, that's kind of the problem. I mean, I'm probably... The new Animal Crossing is like coming out.
I'm
not excited about that.
Why not?
Because it's just Animal Crossing. Put one or two gimmicks in, the same gameplay is still there.
But it's for like the DS. You can take it wherever you want.
I have Animal Crossing Wild World. I don't need the 3DS version.
Oh man.
And I know what's gonna happen anyways. I'm gonna spend like 3 weeks collecting fossils, and then I'm gonna not play straight. And then I'm not gonna play one day, and then never play again.
That's true.
That's what's gonna happen.
That's true.
I've been through this dance before.
There was this really funny thing. I was watching the Rooster Teeth podcast, and they were talking about Animal Crossing, and he was talking about where Bernie was telling a story about how this kid had posted a story online about how he bought Animal Crossing for his dying mother.
Did
you hear about that?
I know the copypasta of the mom who played Animal Crossing, and then she dies, and it's really sad.
And then she said, and then he said, and then like a year later.
She left like all these gifts for him.
And then one guy on the comments said, "Dude, you know your fake mom in the game sends you letters and stuff."
That guy's retarded, though, so but who cares?
That's true.
Who cares? That's expected from YouTube. That's expected. That stuff.
Oh, I thought that was funny.
It's not.
It's a little funny.
It's not. Professional comedian. Bayonetta looks, I don't know, because all I've seen is her legs. I mean, some would argue that's all I need to see, but at the same time... I don't know.
Did you play first Bayonetta?
Yes, I did. It was really, 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 really hard, and I liked that.
There was a girl who I was friends with who always recommended me to play Bayonetta, and I recommended her to play Bioshock, because she never played Bioshock, and she really liked Bioshock.
That's how you get the ladies. You recommend them video games.
Yeah, and she was like, "You should play Bayonetta." I was like, "Okay." Never did.
Because
I'm a dick.
Because you're terrible at video games.
I'm not terrible at video games.
But Bayonetta would fucking spit you out.
I disagree.
Chew you up.
I disagree.
Chop you into little pieces.
I'm going to play Bayonetta.
Grind you up. Put you together again. And spit you back out.
I'm going to play Bayonetta just to prove you wrong.
We can do that fucking today.
Fair enough.
Okay. Telling you, it's hard.
I don't care.
I'm saying that as a guy who really likes hard games.
I don't care.
It's hard.
Play it.
And you think it's over. You think you win. You're like, "Oh, wow, that was really difficult." And then no, now you have to fight God. And you're like, "Okay, well, that was really hard." But then God combines with the sun, and then you have to beat that. And it's like, and you have to beat your sister. It's like, it's weird. It's hard. It's really hard.
Can I talk quickly, since you brought up how hard the game is, which is why I wanted to talk about Thief, but we kind of skipped over it. So this kind of ties into Thief, is I want to talk about how games are getting easier. And I feel like the Bayonetta 2 might not be the game that you're hoping for.
Bullshit! It's made by Platinum.
It's made by the same people?
It's made by the same people.
Okay, then take it back.
We're not talking about people.
I take it back.
And the other thing is, I'm really excited, is X. Oh, the new DS stuff. Like, this has been a great year for the 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
So many fucking games. I can't.
Really?
Oh my god, yeah. Luigi's Mansion, Fire Emblem, Monster Hunter.
Oh, it's been a great year. I thought you meant, like, it's going to be.
It's still going to be a great year, because Persona, like, it's already been, but now we got Persona X Fire Emblem. Uh-huh. That's going to be great. We have that Namco versus Capcom bullshit, which is going to be incredible, hopefully.
Hopefully.
I got my hopes up for Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, whatever.
One can only hope.
Other than that, we got X. X looks really fun.
Yeah,
You haven't seen it. I'm gonna show you a little bit.
Cool.
But essentially, it's a Monster Hunter, or some are saying Phantasy Star Online, but to me, it looks a little more like Monster Hunter. But instead of big ass swords, you have big ass grenade launchers, and you can fly in like giant fucking mechs, and the monsters are huge. It makes the Wii U look way much better than it has any right to be.
But do you have a Wii U?
Not yet.
No, not yet.
But I'm might, like, this is your year to prove it.
Yeah.
This is your year.
You guys gotta pull it up.
I mean, I'm probably gonna either a PS4 or a Wii U, so whoever gets more games wins.
Yep.
I mean, we all know that Microsoft has great 15 exclusives, so I'll probably I'll drop down for that. But let's talk about Sony right now. There's a lot of PS3 games.
I want to see this year. I want to see the PS4.
The actual physical thing.
I want to see it. I want to see it.
They make it
so badly.
An orb. I swear, they make it orb shaped. Immediate buy.
Yeah, you
think
so?
I will walk down to GameStop and pre-order that shit.
That sounds amazing.
And just be like, fuck it, I want the orb. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't drop money for an orb-based console?
Yeah, that sticks out, you know?
It's pointless, but it does nothing, but I want an orb. I want an orb console.
I don't think it will happen.
Of course not.
Of course not.
It's gonna look like every single other.
It's gonna look
PS2.
Like the PlayStation 4.
It's gonna be a black
or a
box.
PlayStation
it's
3.
It's gonna be a black box.
Yeah.
Although I've seen they've shown like little like small little tidbits like flashes of it, mm-hmm. and people have swore they saw like Tron neon lights mm-hmm. LEDs going across the console,
which would be kind of cool.
That once again pointless bullshit, but just makes your thing look so much cooler. You want to bring people in and be like, check out my fucking cool box.
Definitely. I mean, it's just like with computers where people like customize their computers and shit. Why don't they do that more with consoles?
Well,
like, why don't you go
because
like,
if they well there's
like
there's
you
case
could
mods.
Buy yeah why don't
there
you
there are case mods.
But they're shitty. They're not, like, anything cool or anything.
Yeah.
There's not that many of them. Because, like,
well, the user-made ones are cool. Like, I saw a Metroid one for the Wii, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, but I'm saying, why don't they put out, like, something that you can be like, hey, come over to my house and check out my PS4. See how fucking badass it is.
Yeah.
Why don't they do... They could sell parts to the PlayStation 4.
But if they do that, they'll never make you buy the whole new brand console that's slimmer and looks neater and prettier. If they do that.
Well, no, they wouldn't sell, like...
Because every 3 years, they put out a new version of the old console. But it's the exact same console. It's just, like, it's either smaller, or it has things in it that should have been in there in the first place.
Yeah.
Or, in this generation's case, take out things that should have been in there the entire time, like being able to replay PS2 games. I don't know.
Well, what I'm saying is they could... If they just added more customization to it...
That'd be nice, but then it'd just be a PC. Just be a PC. If you like customization, get a PC.
But it's made by Sony, and so it's like it's I don't know. I just feel like they could customize it more.
So I mean, there's other than that Capcom game that looks like Dark Souls and anything that even is remotely remind me of Dark Souls.
What's it called? Do you remember?
It's Untitled Project. It's Untitled Project. They showed a couple screenshots. No, they showed like a little movie trailer of it, and they said it was in game.
Oh really?
Yeah, it was. Fucking, like, I don't believe it, but it looks cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, PS4. Exactly. I'm excited about seeing just what games are going to shovel out.
Yeah.
But, in case games aren't your thing, the Xbox conference.
Yeah.
Which is sure to be fulfilling.
Oh, definitely.
And great. And the show Banjo 3E, even though Rare doesn't make real video games anymore.
Okay.
Because all the actual people who used to work at Rare have left... Long, long ago.
Here's the thing. With the Xbox 360.
What could they announce to make you buy that fucking piece of shit?
I know. I'm still hopeful. I mean, I know it's unlikely. I know it's probably not gonna happen. But I'm still hoping they could announce some new franchise, like the next Halo 4, that something that'll be really big, something that'll be huge.
But why would you even care about Halo when Destiny's out? Oh, we totally forgot to talk about Destiny.
Well, yeah. Hold on a second. I'm hoping for a new franchise or something. I mean, because they can't just rely on Bungie all the time.
I know. That's the thing, though. They totally promised, serial guys, we're not joking around. There's behind this blackened curtain, there's a whole bunch of games, you just can't see them. They're in the back room. You know they're gonna be, like, Kinect games.
Yeah.
You know, every single one.
Yeah, but I know that, and, like, deep down, but, like, I
not
just
not in your heart,
hope.
don't point to your heart when you
hope.
Say that, point to your brain.
I just, no, in my heart.
In your heart of hearts, you're hoping this to be good. You're hoping
yes.
somehow they're not going to spend 20 minutes playing fake musical instruments on the live screen while tearing my heart out of any hopes of a new Kid Icarus or Star Fox game. No, that's not going to happen. What's going to happen, what your brain is telling you, is that they're maybe going to show you, like, a couple, like, one cool new first-person shooter that's, like, looks like every other first-person shooter you've seen in the last 5 years, and then about 45 minutes of people talking stupid business bullshit that you don't care about, and TV, and ESPN, and marketing bullshit that you don't care about because it's not goddamn video games.
Yep. I mean, I'm still optimistic.
Can we talk about the various blunders that I've collected over the
week? Let's talk about those blunders.
Okay. Well, Microsoft has hired people to make positive comments about the Xbox One on Reddit, contractor says. So, even if that's not true or not, that's still fucking hilarious. Fantasia, the music game, which you've already seen.
Yeah, okay.
It looks great, because,
That, would you know what that looks like to me? That looks like a free download.
Bullshit! Microsoft never gives anything for free.
No,
you know that.
I know, I'm not saying it is. I'm saying that's what it looks like.
We haven't even seen gameplay of it. We just know it's Dance Central. That's all we know.
Yeah, it looks like Dance Central, and what it better do is it better show me in the TV and have, like, fireworks going on where I move my hands and stuff. I mean, that's the best thing I could really think of it being. Like, that's the best it could be.
Yeah. Microsoft paying third-party publishers to not show PS4 games at E3. Hilarious. Just fucking how low can you go?
Yeah. It's I don't know.
The license agreement, where in the old days, you could use to just give your friends a cartridge that you liked. Mm-hmm. And then he'd play, and like, hey, this is cool. Now they made it into this complicated network bullshit with all these rules that you have to follow. Because fuck having customer rights, you're Microsoft's bitch.
Yeah.
Well, They're
trying to make it more computer stuff.
But they're not, because if they did that, they would include an operating system.
I know.
Like, that would kill. Wouldn't that kill if they included, like, a whole bunch of RAM, and then putting an actual operating system that somehow works with the controller magically? That's all. That's, like, just make it a PC box. Like, a Steam box. Oh wait, Valve's already doing that because they're fucking business masterminds that make me buy keys every 3 months.
Fair enough.
Let's talk about the small fries for a second here. And by small fries, we're talking about people who aren't multi-billionaire corporations putting out consoles this year, but multi-billionaire corporations that are putting out games this year. Konami usually puts out... Okay, well, last... They're entertaining. Well, I wouldn't say I'm a fan of Konami. I mean, they put out a lot of cool games.
Mm-hmm.
They have. But, I mean, who can forget that one Konami press conference? You know the one.
Enlighten me.
Very, very excited. You will be sucked. XXXYYY. It is extreme.
No. Over my
head. I'll show it to you.
Are you and I going to do a,
we're gonna do a post. Of course, we're gonna do a post E3 show.
We're
probably gonna do a reaction show. We're gonna record our reactions.
Can we also do an E3 bingo?
I have multiple drinking games and bingo set up.
Yes, I'm excited.
And of course, we're obviously gonna have to build our own pillow forts. So
yes, we're doing that.
So just load up your truck, not your car, your truck, with as many pillows in the house you can find.
Fair enough.
So, I mean, all anyone's really expecting is the new Metal Gear Solid, which apparently they fired David Hayter because no one likes that guy. That guy isn't a fan favorite or anything. He doesn't have a memorable, like, performance or anything for the last 50 years!
Fair enough.
And they're set in replacing him with Jack Bauer, who's, I guess, he's a Hollywood actor. I mean, who knows? As long as he at least tries to does the voice, as long as he tries to go, I'm no hero.
I feel like how he got the job was he was at the bar, he was at like a party, and the Konami guys were there, and he was really drunk, and he tried to do an impression, and they were like,
no, I think he got the job because he's fucking Jack Bauer.
Yeah, that's true, but I was trying to make a semi-funny anecdote about how...
Professional comedian. Let's move on.
Oh, thanks, Jacob.
Okay, but To be fair to you, the new Metal Gear Solid game is actually looking pretty cool. The mocap, what they're doing, and give me that look. Like,
I'm fucking pissed off at you.
Let's move on.
That's the second time you've said professional comedian, and it's fucking infuriating.
Are you almost as infuriated as the times I've yelled out audibly, technology?
Oh my god.
Every single time we played Decay.
We were playing State of Decay, and every time something like little glitches, very minor glitches would happen.
Or just weird animation things, or just AI acting stupid, I just yell out, technology!
It's like, I get it. Their game has problems. You've said it once,
this
you don't need to tell it.
This game has brain
problems. You don't need to say it over and over again.
This game has tech problems. Castlevania. You're not a big Castlevania fan.
No, not.
You didn't even play Lords of Shadow.
I did not.
And that was supposed to be casualized for you.
Yeah.
But you didn't play it.
I did not.
Because of course they won't play it. They didn't like it in the first place.
I'm not interested.
But you get to play Dracula. Last time you got to play, you didn't get to play Dracula in Symphony of the Night.
Mm-hmm.
You got to play as Alucard, which is Dracula backwards. But, I don't know, that's kind of exciting. And even you're in modern day, which is kind of like Ubisoft is Assassin's Creed. So let's move into
Assassin's Creed.
Let's move into Ubisoft.
I am done with Assassin's Creed.
Who isn't?
Yeah.
You have to give them kudos for taking the best element of Assassin's Creed 3, which is, by the way, 20 hours into the game, where you have to do the sailing bullshit.
Yeah.
That was really fun doing the sailing bullshit.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And then they said, okay, well, why don't we just make a whole game around sailing bullshit?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so far away from the original, like, vision of fucking Assassin's Creed.
So here's my thing on Assassin's Creed. I'm usually very optimistic, if you can't tell from the thing, but they are pretty much dead to me, because I played Assassin's Creed 2, and I was like, oh, I like this. This is
you
good.
You like that?
I liked Assassin's Creed 2. Well, I mean, compared to Assassin's Creed 1.
1 was so much better. You actually did assassinations in that game instead of going, hey, I'm an Italian asshole.
I liked number 2 a little bit, and I was kind of like, And then they did the Brotherhood one, and I was like,
You weren't supposed to play Brotherhood. You were supposed to look at it and laugh.
Yeah, no, I played Brotherhood.
Well, you weren't supposed to.
I know. And then I got really pissed off because I was like, why would you sell me this? This is ridiculous. And then they told me, they're like, oh, the next one's going to be Washington.
America!
And I was like, yeah, there's no way that could be bad. And then I started playing it, and I didn't want to buy it because I've been burned by them before. So I got, like, the Redbox thing, and I spent a day playing it, and it was boring, and they never got to anything.
The problem was that wasn't even close to being difficult, where you could literally, I can't tell if this was bad or if it was good, but you could walk straight into a group of redcoats,
mm-hmm.
and beat them up with your fists, with your, just no weapons, with your fists,
mm-hmm.
and would be just as effective as using a sword.
Mm-hmm.
Or a gun.
I think the reason why I stopped playing Brotherhood was they gave me an apple, or like the gold apple thing,
yeah.
and they didn't teach me how to use it. They just threw it at me and was like,
"Look it up on Wikipedia."
I don't like doing that kind of shit. They don't need to teach you everything. But they should. If they're giving me something that when I press one button it lights up and then doesn't kill anybody, what am I supposed to do with that?
Fair enough.
And then I couldn't change to my weapons.
You know what's fair about that? Is that Assassin's Creed is a game that will spend 20 minutes teaching you how to do every little thing. So it's kind of off-putting that...
Yeah, it was so annoying.
I think that's supposed to be the mystery, though, because it was like the super secret apple. It wasn't just a normal apple, right?
No, yeah, it was like the end of the game.
It was a cool mystery item, right?
It was like the apple from the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, so, I mean, it makes sense that the cool mystery, cool item would be, like, how do you use it? Oh, this is a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
But it just turns out frustrating. And
yeah.
It just pissed me off,
and I just stopped playing the game.
But, I can't say how they're dead to you, because this seems...
Well, but,
I mean,
okay, the last one, and then they're
pirates.
Like...
pirates! You just said you had a pirate boner.
I was just about to go
you
into
just
this.
Said you had a
I was
pirate
about
boner.
To say, I was going like, they're doing pirates. I was like, I was so excited about Washington, and I just feel like they're gonna fuck pirates up for me. They're gonna make pirates bad for me.
You know how you
That's
solve...
That's why I'm scared about it.
I don't think they can ever really truly fuck up Pirates for you. I don't think that's possible.
I'm very skeptical.
You know what you should do?
What?
You should do what I do with every Assassin's Creed game.
What?
Pirate it.
Pirate? No.
Pirate the pirate game. You have to.
That's ironic, yeah.
Is it ironic? Is that really
Isn't that irony? Is that irony that you're pirating a pirate game?
I'm not sure, because the game is about pirates, but it's not... I don't know.
I don't know if that's irony. It's a word.
Leave me a web space saying if it's irony.
Yeah, tell us if that's ironic or not. I don't know the definition of ironic.
So, I mean, there was a lot of cool stuff last year at Ubisoft that we never got to fucking see.
Mm-hmm.
The cool arena shooter.
Yep, the cool arena shooter. And then there was one, I think, I don't know if this was Ubisoft, but it was like four different like guys that were different characters, basically like Borderlands kind of-ish.
Was it Fuse?
It might have been Fuse.
Yeah, that was terrible.
They showed. Oh, did they? It came out.
It came out. It's bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know why it's bad?
Why?
Because it got EA'd. Let's talk about EA for a second.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well. Okay. Originally, that game was called Overstrike, and it was showed last year at E3. And it had these cool cartoony graphics, and that was what you were calling was Overstrike.
Yeah. That's.
And like everyone had this cool personality. It kind of looked like a Pixar movie.
Yeah.
You know what happened
to
it? They called it Fuse, and now it looks like Call of Duty, and what was used to be a cool, unique power for everybody is now this stupid blob gook that everyone has.
Huh.
And everything's brown and bloom. And it was a bad game.
You tell them.
I don't like E3, and I think,
You mean, EA.
Well, I don't like E3, but I also don't like EA.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what else to expect from EA other than Battlefield 4.
The Sims 4.
I will do something. 4. What crazy thing
the
should
Sims
I do?
The Sims 4. The Sims 4. Ugh. The Sims. I love The Sims. Well,
there's not enough cute girls in that game.
I can enjoy
the slow pace and fun lifestyle of everyday things if there was cute, adorable anime girls in there. But there's not.
We need.
And there's no mods for it,
we're going to spend an entire episode talking about Sims. I'm sorry.
Or anime.
Or we're going to talk about the Sims, like Sim City, Sims.
Well, I'm going to be talking about anime on that episode.
Fair enough.
I don't like this.
We'll do 50-50.
We'll do 50-50.
That's fair.
We'll both talk about things we don't like. This is a great podcast.
Yeah, I don't hate anime.
I know you don't, but I just think it's funny that there's something about The Sims where you can just sit down, it's not very compelling, you're just organizing people's lives.
Yeah.
And that would be amazing to me if it just had the inclusion of adorable anime girls.
Yeah, that's fair.
I would play that every day.
That's funny. That's awesome.
But I don't know what to expect other than Battlefield 4 or Sims 4. Like, what crazy thing should I do if EA comes out and says, okay, so Origin was terrible. Okay, Titanic was awful. Okay, we're just sorry. We're going to start over. We're not going to be a terrible company anymore. We're just going to work a little bit harder.
Would you support them if they came out and said, "Hey, we realize we've kind of fucked over our customers"?
I give everyone a second chance.
Yeah, if they
PlayStation did that last year and it was glorious.
Yeah, if they were like, "Well, we're sorry about what we did. We realized that was a big mistake."
They would never do it.
I feel like didn't the leader of EA like step down or something?
Of course he did.
Yeah. So if there's a new head of it, doesn't that give you like hope that maybe they might turn things around?
That's your problem. Going to E3 with hope.
I'm not E3. I'm talking about EA in general.
Well, we're talking about EA.
Oh, is EA? Does EA have a conference?
Of course they do. They have one every year.
Well, yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Dead Space?
Dead Space! Ooh, that's a...
I meant like we just had Dead Space, but
well, let's talk about Dead Space and how the first game was so great.
Yeah.
I mean, let's shit on EA for about a good solid 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Dead Space was pretty great on the first game.
Okay, here's my thing on Dead Space. My friend recommended Dead Space for me. Dead Space 1, after it had come out. And I started playing it, and I didn't like it.
How could you not like that game?
I didn't like it. There's a
was
thing...
Was it too spooky for you?
No. Because I like Amnesia, I like those kind of games. The thing I didn't like about it is very, very simple. And it stopped me from playing many games. And by many, I mean two games. Dead Space and Gears of War. Is the moving in the game.
Oh, how it's third person, you go, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it bothers, okay. It bothers the crap out of me. And it's like, it's such a, like, for me, for some reason.
You could say.
I could.
That was a strength of the game, trying to be unsettling as possible.
That's true. You could say that. I could watch someone play Dead Space. I feel like I would enjoy that experience. Like, that would be alright for me. But yeah. I just couldn't get into it. After, like, the first or second level, I was just kind of like, I don't like this.
Let's talk about that for a second. How it's a problem for games these days. That I see a lot of people comment about upcoming games where they'll say, oh, that looks cool, and they won't say, I'm going to pirate it, or I'm going to buy that, or I'm interested, I would like to see more. What they say is, oh, I'm going to watch that on YouTube. Don't you see people saying that?
I have not seen someone say that.
I'll be talking to people, and I'll see the forum posts, and on the internet, and I know you're guilty of it, but people will say, oh, that game looks like it'll be like story-driven games, like Last of Us. Last of Us is a perfect example, where people will be like, that looks like an interesting game, but I'm not going to slap down $60 for it. I'm going to watch it for free on YouTube.
On like a Let's Play.
On a Let's Play. And that's...
Okay, that's another podcast that we're going to talk about.
Okay, we'll do a preview then. We'll do a preview
of that podcast. We'll talk about it for like 5 minutes and then we'll end.
Oh yeah, we gotta do final thoughts. Let's just cover final thoughts.
Okay, oh yeah, we'll do final thoughts. Well, so let's do 10 more minutes.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
I think Let's Plays are actually harming the industry a little bit. Where people are more interested in watching games. So I don't know how that's gonna affect developers, but it's obviously a big thing now.
Okay, so here's my opinion on Let's Plays. I like Let's Plays. I'm a Let's Play fan. I wanted to do Let's Plays, but I do agree with you that they do harm the industry, but I do think there's some things that do good things for the industry.
But don't you think that's a little, like, unsettling that, because, okay.
I do think it's unsettling. When you told me that shocked me, okay? Because what people don't understand about video games is... Or like story-driven video games is an emotion. When you're watching someone else play a Let's Play of like say like
Persona.
Like, so, about, Persona no, or 4. BioShock Infinite.
Okay, I guess.
I'm gonna say because that's one I'm more.
That's more action-driven.
Well, that one's more one I'm more familiar.
All right.
With. But there's a big twist in the middle of the game. I'm not gonna spoil it. Where I was watching it, I had already done the twist, but I didn't. You don't feel the twist like when you're playing the game. You get what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
Watching Let's Plays, sometimes they made me go, oh, I should get this game. Like, I should play this game. Like, it has made me buy games. Watching Let's Plays.
That's not really what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the people who, like, will watch, like, the people who watch one Let's Play video for, like, just watch one of it just to get a preview of the game. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about groups of people who will watch every single, like, episode of a good game, of a complete Let's Play, and they don't buy it,
yeah.
And they still get enjoyment from it, and that kind of bothers me. Like,
it pisses me off.
It doesn't bother me that people find their own cool way to enjoy things. I find it bothering that games these days, you can sit down and watch it and be entertained. Because I don't know if it's just me, but when I watch somebody playing a really good game, I can't stand watching them. I have to yank the controller from them and be like, I have to play this. This looks great. I can't stand around and watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes, like, bad, when you play bad games on Let's Play, that's what makes them so entertaining, because you can just laugh at how bad they are, but you don't want to play it at all.
Mm-hmm.
You just watch the people get frustrated at it. That's the entertainment. But I guess games nowadays, like, I guess BioShock Infinite's a really good example, because a lot of it was watching the game unfold, and all these things you could do watching 1080p from a YouTube stream,
mm-hmm.
and you still completely enjoy it, because the actual combat's so dull. Unless you play on 1999 mode, of course, in which case it becomes, like, this hardening, really difficult thing.
Definitely.
That you have to plan around. Of course, the planning is kind of unfair, because you can't create, like, save states. So, you have to plan your plasmids in certain ways to beat bosses, but you would never know about how those plasmids would work against those bosses or the strategies. You can't develop that because it takes like a crap ton of money to improve your plasmids, and so you kind of like min-max one thing through the entire game. So if you come up to a boss that's affected by a plasmid that you really didn't care about and is totally unaffected by the plasmid you have right now, then you're kind of screwed. Anyone who put Everseeing in the Crow know exactly what I'm talking about. But anyways, yeah, let's go into final thoughts about E3.
Final thoughts about E3.
So, quick, in 1 minute, give me your predictions for Nintendo, Sony, Microsoft.
Nintendo, they're not going to be there, right?
Right, but they're going to show it. They're going to show a direct. So they're going to do a conference. They're just going to do it on their own terms.
Got it. I'm hoping. I'm not going to do predictions. I'm going to do hopes. How about that? You can do predictions.
Hopes is kind of like a pussy word, so you can use that. It suits you.
Yeah, it's me. Fair. So you do predictions, and I'll do hopes.
Okay.
My hopes are that, because it gives some variety, right?
Yeah.
My hopes are that Nintendo shows us a new Mario game, maybe. Like a brand new Mario game. Not like Paper Mario or Luigi's Mansion or something like that. I mean, like a brand new Mario game. Maybe even a sequel to Super Mario Sunshine, because I really like that game. That would be nice. And then my hopes for Sony is for them to be awesome, as usual.
Make like, you want to buy a PS4.
I want them to make me buy a PS4, yeah.
Right.
And then Xbox 360, or Microsoft, I want them to make you cry. You cry.
Me cry. Yes. Make me say, I was wrong.
Yes. That's like, that's
this
what
is
I want.
Terrible DRM, and I shouldn't want to buy this, but I just have to because these games are just so cool.
Yeah.
All 15 of them.
Yeah. No, I want them to just blow
make
your
you,
mind.
Make blow my mind.
That's my hopes for them, is that they'll just show you a game that you'll be like, that's got to be something I got to play. I just got to play that.
All right. Here's my predictions. Nintendo Direct is going to confirm a new Smash Brothers. So, there is going to be a new Smash Brothers. It's there. This is apparently the year of Luigi. So, if they are doing any new IPs, anything new that we haven't heard of, it's going to involve Luigi in some manner. Because they're really pushing this year of Luigi thing. So
I had not heard of it, but it makes sense because they have done a couple Luigi things.
Yeah, they're even, like, at E3, they're posing with Luigi, like, all the time. So, it's weird. So they're going to do that. They're going to show off some cool casual stuff for the Wiimote. And it's going to be like Wii Sports Double Plus good.
Super Luigi Sunshine.
That was so dumb.
I know. It was supposed to be dumb.
And maybe expand on all the cool new, like, other games, third-party stuff. Cause
Zelda, right?
I went. Oh yeah, Zelda HD, Wind Waker HD. Holy shit!
Yeah.
How do we not talk about that? That looks cool.
Yeah.
I mean, Wind Waker was like kind of one of the lackluster ones. Oh, you know it. Play it again. Don't rely on your memories of the game. Play it again. It's kind of lackluster, but it's a really pretty game, and making it HD where the art can actually show up on my fucking screen now. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, that's my predictions for that.
Okay.
Sony, I'm predicting them to show off some of their architecture, show off the actual console, show off more of the Facebook button, and why that's cool. maybe show, like, a Killzone-y game. Something, you know, that Sony has put out, or some Sony has. Definitely not delve, like, I have no doubt in my mind that the new JoJo trailer is coming out, but they're definitely not going to show it at the Sony press conference because fucking America. So they're probably going to do that. Hopefully, like you said, they show up a whole bunch of games. And of course, for the X-Bone, they're going to backtrack. They're going to say, okay, well, this is what the all-in-one experience is about, and no, you can turn off the camera, and they're going to try to backpedal, and they may even try to make they're going to try to make the feature of giving your game to another person sound like it's an actual feature.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, with Microsoft, you can make everyone on your family use the same games, and give your friends account using the cloud, and just pretty it up So it sounds like this is this new cool thing that you can market to people, but it's the same thing, but with just more restrictions.
It kind of sounds like they're the Republican Party. They're like, we need to redo our...
We're not getting into politics.
Oh, come on.
We're not getting into politics.
That's something that Republicans are doing, is they're redoing their messages.
You can say Democrats can do that too.
No, you don't know what I'm talking about, clearly.
Clearly.
There was a big thing about how they're they're changing their message. They're saying that, oh, they don't understand what we're saying, so we're changing the wording so that people can understand us. So it's basically what they're doing.
So, So they're going to do that. They're going to show off all 15... They're going to make a big show of all 15 exclusives. The problem is that there's going to be, like, two that you actually care about, and those aren't going to be the new IPs. They're going to be, because Gears is dead. There's no way they can make it, because Gears game just came out this year.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be Gears. It's gonna be,
they could announce
it's gonna
a
be,
Gear
It's going to be either Killer Instinct, because fighting games are hot right now, and hopefully they have the right sense of mind to just go all in with Killer Instinct and be like, here's this game that only a couple people have heard of, fuck it. They're going to do that. They're going to either do, or Banjo-3E. It's just as likely they're going to do Banjo-3E. And then, of course, Halo, whatever. Make us pretend that Destiny isn't the new hotness. Because it is.
It's really cool.
Have you seen that trailer where it's like the fox?
The wolf runs,
but he is the smart one because of nature. It's cool.
It looks cool.
And so, that's our kind of our show.
Yeah, that was our show. So, write in comments, you know, let us know what we can improve on. Don't just say your guys are a bunch of fags. I mean,
obviously do that because that's what you're always going to do.
Yeah, that's fair.
So we expect it.
We expect it.
If you put in a nice word just for his self-esteem, because he kind of cries himself to sleep when he doesn't get, you know, complimented every day.
By the way,
nice haircut.
Fuck you. So thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, and tune in for the live reaction of E3.
Yeah, we could do that.
All 3 days. Of E3, our reaction video.
Yeah.
And our post E3, either tears
or
bouts of laughter, probably both.
Yeah.
Post E3 video, which is going to be great.
All right. That's it.